All right, good morning. Another goal line short yardage scrimmage today. Full live tackling and blocking, so we want to do better than we did a day ago and want to improve on a lot of areas as we start off here on August 1st.
Seems like Jerome Simpson, a little quieter this camp, but maybe more focused. Seems like he's catching the ball more consistently. Have you seen a change?
I would agree with that assessment. He is more focused, more comfortable, and playing at a high level right now. He's doing a very nice job.
You notice that Bradley Randall's been taking more and more snaps as time's gone on. Do you want to talk about that a little?
Well, we're rotating everybody through at this time of the year, but Bradley gets his share, and when he is in there, he's made some good plays. He's really excelled in pass protection. He's not the tallest guy, but he's shown that he's not afraid to stick his face in there.
Any other parts of his game that you particularly like?
He's got great quickness. And so we're looking forward to continuing to work with him and have him show what he can do not only in practices but also the preseason games.
Bill, what has struck you the most about Cordarrelle as he's kind of making this step into the NFL?
What has struck me the most? I think we were very familiar with him when we drafted him. I don't think we knew really how skilled he was at catching the ball. He's a very natural hands catcher and has made a number of catches from the first day that he showed up in that rookie mini camp after the draft to yesterday, in which eyebrow raising catches.
Would you call Rhett Ellison maybe the biggest surprise of last
year? Rhett was crucial to last year's success. He contributed on special teams and did a nice job for us both with tight end jobs and fullback jobs, and so there's another player that we were very familiar with. I think we knew what to expect when we drafted Rhett, and he came through and exceeded those expectations.
I noticed some pistol snaps. Is that going to be a new wrinkle for you, or is that just something that you're tinkering with right now?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things this time of year to try to make us more diverse and more difficult to defend, and that's definitely one of them.
That's been a bit of an offensive trend in the NFL this last year. Is there any particular reason the pistol is unique, or...?
Well, there's been a lot of research done on it, and I think teams have done it over the years. I know we've been in the formation over the years, but really haven't majored in it, and a lot of teams do employ it because it provides options.
What was the most disappointing thing for you in the short yardage and goal line stuff?
Trying to think back. I know we walked off the field not thinking that we put our best foot forward. I don't know that we were disappointed, but that's part of practice. Sometimes you get it handed to you, and sometimes you have success. I know we turned a couple linebackers loose in the backfield, which we never want to do. We want to give our running backs a fighting chance to, number one, get back to the line of scrimmage and then do their thing and converting on short yardage.
A guy like Phil Loadholt, you guys made the investment in this offseason. Does he still have that drive to work on that pad leverage and footwork that he had before when he didn't have the contract?
Most definitely. He's had a good first few days. His knee, I think, feels better. From my perspective, it looks like Phil's moving better than he has the last 2 years, and he's one of our leaders. So he definitely has that drive and determination, no matter what his contract status is. Yeah. Good. Anything else? Thanks, guys.